Bezashim is Boch, we begin Perek Shemayna Asa, the 18th chapter in the Rambam Sechas Eidus, Laws of Testimony, Sefer Shoftim, in the Book of Judgments, where now we begin the final part of the Halachas of Eidus, discussing regarding the Hakasha, the refutation of the witnesses, and regarding Hazama, which is a specific Zeres HaKasav, of giving the same punishment to the witnesses that they attempted to do to the defendant. As Rambam gets Halacha of regarding the Halacha of Eid Zaymim, how to qualify it and the punishment. So Misha Heid Beshekar, someone who testified falsely, and now it's known about these witnesses that they testified falsely. This is what's called in the Torah, Eid Zaymim, which the word Zaymim is from the idea of plotting an evil plot. That is what this witness was. And there's a positive commandment, Lassus lay to do to him, Kamasha Rotsa Lassus Beidus Lachavader, the way he attempted to do with his testimony to the defendant. If, regarding a sin, that would be a liability of being stoned, is what they testified regarding the defendant. And then Hazama happened, which would prove that they had been lying about what they said. Niskal and Kulam, all those witnesses get the same stoning death that they attempted to do to the defendant. The Misreifa, for the death penalty of being burnt. That's often they get burnt. B'chin Shara, Misa Sotu, regarding all other death penalties. The Me'idu B'malkas, if they testify regarding some of the liability, would be lashes. Loika Kalechem Hem. So each one of those witnesses get lashes. Kishar Mechi B'malkas, like all those who are obligated in lashes. Now, Ba'imdim Kaiche, they just evaluate the strength of the witness who's getting lashes. Umalkan, I say, that's how much lash they give, because you only give as much as he can withstand, like a regular subject of Malkas. The Me'idu L'chayu B'mama. Now, if they testify to make him liable for a monetary payment, then Mishalshin Haman B'nein, then they divide the monies amongst those witnesses, according to the amount of witnesses, that's how much they each have to give proportionately. Each one of those witnesses give according to the portion that is coming to that ratio. And they don't get lashes in the place where they're going to give a monetary payment, meaning if they're liable to a monetary payment, we don't say that they should just get lashes for leisan berecha et shaker, because there's a general rule that if you get a monetary payment, you don't get lashes. Halacha Beis discusses the differences between this of Hazama and what's known as Hakasha, as reputation. So, when do we say this? Be'idim Shuhuzama, regarding witnesses that Hazama was done to them, which is a specific procedure. But if you just have two sets of witnesses that are refuting each other, the Einkaneid, so therefore there's no testimony over here, Ein Oichenes Achasmem, neither one of them gets a punishment. Because we don't know which is the lying set of witnesses. Now, ma bein hakasha la'azamo. So, what's the difference between hakasha when one group is refuting just the testimony of the other one, and hazama where the second group is actually making the first group get the same punishment? Hakasha regarding refuting the testimony is be'edus atzma, is in the testimony, in what they're talking about. Zoysim is this one saying hoya debazet, this thing happened. But zoysim is this one says lahoya debazet, this thing did not happen. Or it's going to be inferred from the words that it didn't happen. But ultimately, they're disagreeing about what happened, what didn't happen. Whereas Vahazama, which we spoke about in Halacha Aleph, is Be'edim Atzmim, is in the witnesses themselves. Ve'elo Ha'edim She'ezimim, and these witnesses that do Hazama to the earlier witnesses, Einam Yoedim Ni'ahadav Hazelahayu. They don't even know regarding if this event happened or not that the first witnesses are testifying about. They're actually just talking about, however, the witnesses themselves. Ketzer House of Saram illustrates. Edim Shabov Amr, if witnesses come along and they say, Re'inu Zech Hargetz HaNevesh, we saw this guy killed this person. Or love a money l'plainu, or he borrowed money from this person. But Yoyim plainu in that day, B'makam plainu in that place. Now, B'achar She'idu B'nivtiku, after they testified and then they were checked out to verify what they're saying, Bo Shnayim Achim Ba'amrim. So it's another pair of witnesses came along and said, what do you mean? B'yayim Zan this day, B'makam Zan this place, Hayinu Imachem, we were with you, V'im Elu, and with these people that you're talking about, that you're testifying, calling him all day, L'hoid Ramaylam, and this, and what they're talking about, the primary thing, what the testimony is about, this thing didn't happen. So, Loiza Harigazah, meaning they're saying, this guy did not kill this guy, V'loiza Hilvazah, this guy did not lend this guy money. This would be qualified, Harizu Hakrasha, this is a refutation, because they're contradicting the actual testimony. That is not Hazama. No, they said to them, how could you testify this thing? And this guy who you're saying murdered, or hanerig, or the victim, or haloib, or the borrower, or malva, or the lender, they with us, so not talking about the witnesses, they don't know where they were, but they're saying the people that you told about, they with us, and this day, in another country. So this is going to be a refuted testimony. This is like as if he's saying, that this guy did not kill this person, and this guy did not lend money to this person. They were with us. This thing which you're talking about did not happen. Anything that's like this is considered as hakasha. Aval im amalham, but if they said to them, "Anu einu yoidim," we don't even know. Says the second pair of witnesses, "Im zeharik zeb yim zeb Yerushalayim." If this guy killed this guy in Yerushalayim on that day, like you're saying, "Oylo haragoy," didn't kill him. That we're not talking about. But va'anu meidim, but we are testifying, "Shatim asbechem," you the witnesses, you yourself hayisim imanu b'yim zeb bavel. That day that you're saying that you saw the murder in Yerushalayim, you were that day with us in bavel. Ah, had elo zaimim. So that's going to be hazama. V'neragin oy mshama, and therefore then the witnesses are going to be executed, or they're going to have to pay. Hoyva edim shazimum. Since the witnesses who did hazama to them lo yeshkicho al atzma shal edus klal, they're not testifying. They're not paying attention even regarding the testimony itself. Im emet hoy yeshaker, if it was true or false. Rather, the testimony regarding the witnesses that how could you have said that you were someone else on that same day? That's what's known as hazama. Now halacha gimel. The truth is, Bezusha min the Torah, this that the Torah believes, Eidus Achreinim, Al Ha'edim Rishonim, they believe the second pair of witnesses over the first pair of witnesses, because it's a biblical decree, because in a way, what makes you say the second pair is saying more truth than the first one, to say that we're going to give the punishment to the first pair, and not just like Hakosha, like we generally say. Now, Afilohoyo Eidim Rishonim Meir, even if the first set of witnesses were 100 witnesses, Uvo Shnayim, and then two people come along, which is one the minimum of a pair of witnesses. Vizim the Hazama to those first 100. Vamalem, they say to them, wait a second. Anam Eidim, we testify, us two people, Sha'atim Ameya, that you, all the Kulchem, all you 100, Iman Ha'isim, you with us, but you're complaining on that day, but complaining in a different place. Harela Nanashim Apim, so they get punished based on the testimony of these two witnesses. Because two is like 100, 100 is like two. When it comes to a testimony, it doesn't make a difference. 100 or two, it's these peer doing hazama to those that first peer, which is 100. And the same thing is regarding when you have two sets of witnesses that do hakasha, that just refute the testimony of each other. In Holchanachar, we don't go after the majority. We push away both of them because ultimately this peer, which is two, and this, which is 100, are contradicting, and they contradict each other. Halacha Dalad, regarding that there is no hasra, there's no warnings for the Eid Zayim. Eidim Zayim, the witnesses do have a Zama done to them. Eidim Tzrichim Hasra, they don't have to be warned beforehand that they're going to get this punishment of Hazama. And the Eidim Shehukhshu Ul B'Soif Huzamu, and regarding witnesses who originally had a Kasha done to them, and then at the end had Hazama, for example, let's say two people said he killed, and the two people come along and say he didn't kill. So that's a Kasha, they're contradicting each other, and we knock them both out. But then the third pair of witnesses come along and say, wait, how did you say that he killed on that day in that place? That day you were with us in another place. So in these two cases, that they're going to get executed or get lashes or going to have to pay. And because ultimately, even though, in a sense, once you have a kasha, there's no more testimony, how could you get thus subsequently hazama? Is because actually hakasha is the beginning of hazama, el shadayim le'nigmar, it just wasn't finished off yet, because they're coming to create a deficiency in the testimony that they're saying, and therefore it's not going to be like there's no ma'edis over here, it's like the beginning of hazama, and therefore you could get even a subsequent hazama, and there's not even a necessity of having any hasra, because they also didn't warn anything before their testimony. They wanted to kill without warning the people that they're going to obviously lie regarding their edus, and therefore it's kashazam. It's exactly what they tried to do. Halacha hey, regarding the obligation of having the edim zayim themselves present when hazama is being done to them. So ein mezim and es edim el b'fneim. You could only do hazama to the witnesses only in front of them, because the second pair of witnesses is coming to create a liability financially or in their livelihood. And the Torah says v'huad bevalav, when it talks about the shayer, you have to have the owner shayer there when he's causing a loss to his shayer regarding when it comes to the mazik of Karen. So hazama can only be in front of the first pair of witnesses themselves. But you can do hakasha, you can refute the witnesses even when they're not there. Now, if you have witnesses that hazama was done when they weren't there, so it's not going to qualify like we said about hakasha, but it will qualify, at least it will be hakasha, because obviously they weren't there on that day, then that's a refutation, at least it'll cancel each other out, it'll nullify their testimony. Now, if the witnesses who had hazama done to them died before they do hazama in front of them, and therefore they didn't get a chance to be liable for their punishment, so So at least there's no testimony. Again, because they refute each other. In other words, we don't say that, wait a second, since Hakasha is the beginning of a Zama, and since there was no Hazama because the Mazim died, so maybe there's not Hakasha here either, and actually the Eidah should be valid. We say no. Rather, it is a full-fledged Hakasha, and it's going to nullify the Eidah because at least it is Hakasha, albeit we didn't get a chance to follow through and actually make it into a bona fide Hazama. Halacha Vav, regarding punishing the witness that was just Hukash. So Eidin Nefashash Hukash, if you have witnesses regarding a capital punishment case, which were refuted, because another pair of witnesses said the opposite, and B'loi Huzama, but they didn't have Hazama, saying, oh, how could you said that you were with us, someone else, in that same day? Then Afilah B'han Nereg B'Aglav, even if the victim, the one that they claim was killed, comes walking on his own 2 feet, and he's obviously alive, and it's obviously been verified that the first pair of witnesses were actually full-fledged lying, still in them like him, they don't get lashes for Loi Sana B'recha Eid Shakim, even though they're not getting Hazama, so they should, if they're not getting any, that a liability should get for saying false testimony, no. Because ultimately, this was a negative prohibition that they violated that could have been come to a situation where they would be executed for their testimony because it's a capital punishment case, if Hazama would have done, and therefore, you don't get lashes. You don't get lashes on something that could have led to an execution. But the courts will give them rabbinic lashes according to what they see fit. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the making the announcement when the Edom Zayman get their punishment. So Edom Zayman, these witnesses who have Hazama done to them, you have to make an announcement after they get punished in the court. What's the announcement? So Kaisvin, they write, and they send the announcement in every single city, that plainly, this and this people, they have testified such and such, but Hazam was done to them, and we killed them, or they got lashed in front of us, or we punished them, this and this amount of dinarim coins, which they tried falsely obligating the defendant. Shlomek says in the pasuk in the bottom, "V'hanisharim yishmu v'yiro," and the remaining ones will hear and they will see. You have to make an announcement that the Edom Zayman got punished. Lachaches regarding the penalty when there's hazama regarding money. So chiva Edom Zayman, the liability of the Edom Zayman l'shalom to pay, but makom shchayim l'shalom in the place where they have to pay when their testimony is regarding money, knasu. It's a biblical knas, and because it's not really something that they actually did, it's something that they plotted to do. Therefore, they cannot pay based on their own admission, because that's what's called Maidib Knas. Whoever admits to a penalty is actually Pater, as we learn in Asher Ashur and Elikim, only if the court makes him guilty, not if he makes himself guilty. So, Ketzer Haso, let's say they testify, and their testimony was checked out in court, and then the two of them said, we actually had lied in our testimony. The Ein Lazeh, it's Lazeh Klum, and actually this guy doesn't owe this guy anything. Oisha Marnu, all we said, or they said, He Adnu Azeh B'Kach B'Kach, we actually had testified on this regarding such and such, B'Zamna, and we had Hazama Dantas, but we were not yet held liable to pay yet, because they didn't get a chance yet to finalize the deal on our Hazama. So that's a Maidu B'Knas, Im Shama P'im, they don't have to pay based on their own testimony. Now, Avlam Amr, but if they admit and they say, Hey, Adnu Alzeh, we have testified regarding this falsely. And we actually were, Hazam was done to us in the court of that court, because there are two witnesses came along and said, hey, we were with them on a different day and a different place. Actually, we were held liable. The verdict was handed down that we were liable for this and this amount for our Zama. Then Hareil Masham, then they actually have to pay that. Because this is not considered b'knas anymore. It's admission of a monetary liability. Because the moment the verdict is handed down, it's not qualified as a knas anymore. It's considered as a monetary payment that they owe. And even if one of them says like this, he has to pay his portion. It's not considered b'knas anymore. It's considered b'knas, which he would have to pay.